If I'd been out till 2:45, would you lock the door? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
This is Dr. Rob Stahl with What Should You Expect at Your Age? And the answer to that question is a lot, especially for you older adults and caregivers that are listening out there. Today's show is called Getting the Word Out to Older Adults and Caregivers, specifically how the print media helps to disseminate important information about aging-related issues. For the first half of today's show, I have in the studio Bonnie DeGweck and Phyllis Gorski, publishers of After 50 News, a monthly publication aimed at the over 50 population. Welcome, Bonnie. Welcome, Phyllis.
Hi.
Why don't you tell me a little bit about yourselves and how the newspaper came into being?
I was with the Old Senior Beacon since back in 1988. I believe it was one of the first senior publications. We wanted to get out in the community more. We wanted to reach the senior population. We feel they're the most unrepresented group out there.
And how's it going for you?
It's going great. I mean, the response, the letters, the emails, the cards have just been phenomenal.
Now, what are typical features of the paper?
We have a Theater Around Town by Randy Kramer. We have Spirituality by 21st Century by Carol Wolf. Doug Carpenter, Every Boomer, which is a very, very popular column.
Have you had personal experiences with aging, not necessarily yourselves, because you're young ladies.
My mother lived to be a ripe age of 91. She had signs of dementia, possibly even Alzheimer's, and but though she was 91, she never thought herself to be old.
What makes your paper unique?
We're very community orientated because you need to reach the caregivers so that they can get help out to the seniors who really need it, and sometimes they're unaware that they even need the help.
The Every Boomer is a column done by a fellow named Doug Carpenter. Let me read a little bit of his column called Apparently You Can Teach an Old Doug New Tricks. You have to understand, I've always been one of those people with a special knack of trivia. Okay, I say special. Other people say annoying. Let's move on. The kind of person that no one would play Trivial Pursuit with, unless, of course, I was on their team. Who's Mr. Popularity then, huh? Anyway, the weird thing is, all that trivia stuff is still right there in my head where it always was. Go ahead, ask me something. Alexander the Great, horse's name? Bucephalus. The middle name of Star Trek's Captain Kirk? Tiberius. Tiberius? No wonder Shatner overacted. And that's just a little bit from his column. Now, we happen to have in the studio today the life coach. And I'd like to welcome her now, Amy Remley. Welcome.
Hi.
What prompted you to do a column? How you happened to come about doing a column?
I found it a very valuable publication and called and introduced myself to Bonnie and Phyllis, and we had like thinking and got along very well, and we all thought this was a good idea. That we help people basically to make changes, and improvements in their lives. And if somebody has an issue like with depression or with anxiety, we help with that. If they have a fear or if they just want to improve their performance in something, become a better public speaker, if they want to give up a bad habit like cigarette smoking. And we also have a community service website, www.askthelifecoach.com, where people can get their questions answered.
Randy Kramer with the theater column, how does he gear his column towards older adults and caregivers?
Well, Randy spreads the word throughout the community, what's going on in the theater district. Being in the theater business himself, the variety that he talks about is what our readers need to hear.
I'd like to thank our readers and our advertisers for all their support. Our paper has come about a second degree turn, shall I say, after only 7 months. We have grown by leaps and bounds, and if it wasn't for our loyal readers and our advertisers, we couldn't get the word out from Amy and from all our other columnists. So thank you very much for, you know, all your support, and look for a lot more coming in the future.
Well, thank you so much, Bonnie DeGweck and Phyllis Gorski.
Thank you for having us.
Publishers of After 50, Amy Remley, the life coach, and best wishes in your wonderful efforts to get the word out to older adults and caregivers. My guest for the second half of the show is Jerry Flashner, publisher of Living Primetime. Welcome, Jerry.
Glad to be here. Thank you very much, Doc.
Tell us a little bit about yourself and the history of Living Primetime.
Living Primetime, Doc, is now in its 10th year. Really very, very proud of what we've achieved. Everything we do is positive, it's upbeat, and it's colorful.
So tell me exactly, your target audience. We're talking about older adults and caregivers. Is that your target audience?
We go beyond that. We found that baby boomers are vital to caregivers and to the senior audience, really demographic from 35 to 105.
Okay, now you're separating out baby boomers from caregivers. And just explain a little bit what the dynamics is there.
Decisions made by seniors and caregivers are made helpfully by baby boomers. For parents, for grandparents. They need the baby boomers. They're also looking for what's going to happen when they turn 15.
And baby boomers are getting older themselves.
Right.
And baby boomers are how old now?
1946 to 1964 was the technical age of baby boomers, and I think that puts them anywhere from 30s to the late 50s or so.
I'm 47, so I'm one of those baby boomer populations. I help out my parents. I try to help out with my grandparents. I talk to people, friends, and other family my age, and they're all starting to have issues. Either their knees are going when they play softball, or they can't quite get around the tennis court anymore themselves, or their parents are starting to have problems, or even their grandparents are having problems that they have to deal with.
The word senior is not an attractive word. People don't like it. We've made a lot of reference to seasoned citizens rather than senior citizens.
Seasoned citizens.
Right.
I like that. I like that. I try and use the term older adults.
That's good.
How do you get support for your publication? Go into that a little more fully. What's your publication cost? How it's distributed?
Ours is not an advertising publication. It's a story publication. We use sponsors and not advertisers. And they're all heavily involved in the publication. It's on sale through newsstands, primarily at the supermarkets. All the Tops and Wegmans have the publication up front where the newspapers are sold, and they're sold for $1.50. Our television show is on every Tuesday, every Wednesday, every Thursday, and Friday. So 4 days a week we're on Adelphia 13 television, and one day a week we're on KB Radio Sunday nights, all in prime time. So we're able to, with that and our website, generate a lot of audience, which we count well beyond 50,000 a month. We just get a lot of great feedback.
Do you have a sense how Buffalo measures up to other cities in terms of having direct programming, be it print media or radio or TV for older adults?
We've been told nationally that we are the only people in Western New York here and around the country that are multimedia. Many people publish a senior publication. There are some, many have websites that tell their stories, which we do too. And nobody goes beyond that as a radio and television and print and website.
What would be a good example of a recent story that really meant something to the people that read it?
Well, I don't know that I can isolate one, but what I'd like to do is touch on what we do almost monthly. We have regular features. The main thing that we do, which is our cover story. And our cover story, we've done hundreds of these now over the last 10 years. They've been so good, it bothered me that they were printed and read and put aside. And so the last year, we've archived them. And if you go to livingprimetime.com, you'll be able to see all of our cover stories, fully with pictures and everything. Travel is always important to seniors. And so we have AAA's John Connors, and then the sheriff of Erie County, Pat Gallivan, writes our safety column. We have caregiving from Niagara Lutheran, from Schofield, and from People Incorporated. We have movie reviews. We have theater. So there, every month, there's a complete cross-section about so many subjects that interest some seasoned citizens at one point or another.
Now, let me ask you about yourself and what got you interested in multimedia and your background.
I've been in marketing for 50 years, and Tony Masiello, 11 years ago, said, Jerry, is there anything we can do to soup up our communications with our seniors in the city of Buffalo? And so we put together this very colorful, very upbeat, positive approach with stories for seniors, and it's been nothing but a labor of love for the past 10 years. I just turned 75, and I'm as healthy as I could be. A year ago, I had a knee replaced. 2 years ago, I had a shoulder replaced. So I have a little experience with arthritis, and I found the orthopedics people in Western New York are absolutely fantastic. I had a mother who lived to 90 and a mother-in-law who lived to 90. And friends, unfortunately, that are getting sicker. But I love what I'm doing. I love the associations we have in the community. And it's been nothing but a thrill.
Now, where do you see Living Primetime going 5 years, 10 years, 25 years from now? And also, where do you see it in relation to the other excellent efforts that are being made to spread the word?
Our mission statement, which we talk about all the time, is that the best is yet to come. It's a very positive approach. We know that it's not easy for everybody to feel that way, but we like to be positive on our approach. In this book by Peter Peterson, there are a couple of things that were particularly interesting, and this is down your alley, and I'm sure you've heard it any time, but global aging is what happens when people start living much longer. Global life expectancies have grown more over the last 50 years than over the previous 5,000 years. In 50 years, more has happened. Perhaps two-thirds of all the people who have ever lived to the age of 65 are alive today. 30 years ago, the typical woman worldwide had 5 children. Today, it's 2.7 children. So fewer people are being born, and more people are living longer. And the whole society, not just Western New York, not just the United States, but worldwide, are going to be faced with an older population. We are enjoying being at the crux of it all, and we're going to stay there. We liken ourselves to the major magazine publications, The Time, Newsweek, Life. Okay. One of the unique things with television, we've had this television show for 6 years now, and when we did a story on Scotty Bowman, it was a unique story that had never been done. Most stories that are done about the person during their prime in life and their future.
Right.
When we did Scotty's story, we went back to his childhood, to his parents, to his grandparents, et cetera, et cetera. And then we asked Scotty to be on our television show. Suella, his wife, would come on. Suella had never been on television before and didn't want to be on television, but Scotty brought her on. And the interview with Scotty and Suella was just delightful. And Gary said to Suella, "What made you find this man, fall in love with this man, and what's happened in your marriage for 30 years? The same thing happened with Steve and Sarah Tasca. Now, Steve has been on all the time. We did a great story on the two of them. And then Steve brought Sarah on television. She'd never been on. It was more of the same thing. We just recently in springtime did a story on Eddie and Pat Abramowski. Pat had never been on television. And so when we do stories in print, on radio, and on television, they're unique and different. And the nice part about it is your listening audience can see all of them on our website, livingprimetime.com.
And what about putting your radio shows on the web or even your TV shows on the web?
I didn't know that until this morning when you and I talked. And I went to your website. We've added your website to our visit our friends and neighbors and was able to listen to your radio show. I've never heard that before. So you present a very interesting challenge and opportunity for us. I think we're going to do something about that.
Well, thanks so much, Jerry, for being with me today. You know, keep up your excellent work on getting the word out to older adult caregivers and those baby boomers. Once again, thanks so much to Bonnie DeGweck and Phyllis Korski of After 50, a wonderful monthly magazine, Amy Remley, who writes the Ask the Life Coach column, Jerry Flashner, thank you again. This is Dr. Rob Stahl. See you next week.